Entering the final hour of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, 13 minutes past 5 o'clock. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you, and we are with you up until 6 o'clock this evening. Then it's time for Buckeye Roundtable, and then we've got our Halloween stories from 7 to midnight tonight. Some of you are already starting the process, getting the kids ready for trick-or-treating. If you are on your way home right now, please make sure you slow down just a bit and take it easy with all those trick-or-treaters out there tonight. Well, coming up this Saturday, November 4th, Party with a Purpose at German's Villa in Vermilion. You and I have been there before, my friend. We were there, what, 6 months ago?
Yeah, not too long ago at all.
Yeah, beautiful facility, great people. Well, Rock and Reed has a Party with a Purpose going on this Saturday, and here to tell us more about that, we've got Tom Godlewski on the line with us right now. Tom, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Very good. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Well, obviously a really cool event going on this Saturday, November 4th. What exactly is Party with a Purpose? What are the details?
Well, it's our first fundraiser for Rock and Reed Lorraine. What it basically is it's our first fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County and the Mercy Health Resource Mothers to raise money to provide beautiful Amish-made oak rocking chairs and baskets of books for mothers that qualify for the Resource Mother Program at Mercy Health. And what they do is they mentor women that qualify for the program, that may not have a male presence in the family, lower income, and what they do is they mentor the moms from the time they qualify for the program, pregnancy through birth, home visits, and a lot of it is nurturing and bonding, and the rocking chairs are, as my wife would say, it's kind of a thing of the past. You don't see a lot of wooden rocking chairs out there anymore. The moms would receive a rocking chair and a basket of books. It enables them to, automatically, it's a vehicle for bonding with their children, with their toddlers. And you're reading them from these block books, they're called baby books, and the kids absorb it. And when they get to kindergarten, they're much stronger and they're secure and they're loved. And that's our purpose. My wife was a kindergarten teacher for most of her 25 years at St. Mary's in Lorain first, at Lakeview Elementary School, which was very successful, and then finished her career at Lorain Admiral King Elementary School.
So you mentioned that this is going to benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Lorain County, and it's rocking chairs and books. That's an interesting combination. You were telling the story, though, as to why those two items were used in particular. Now, this benefit, you mentioned that this is the first year you guys are doing it. It's your first fundraiser. Just taking a look at the whole planning process for this event, trying to put all the pieces in place with the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County, the rocking chairs, the books, tying all this together. Talk about the planning of this event and what all went to putting this together.
Well, it's really an interesting story because 3 months before my wife passed away, and next year was going to be her last year of teaching, she started talking to me about what she wanted to do in 2019. To continue to help kids. And I kind of thought, you take some time off, you relax. And she said, I want to start a charity, and I'd like to, it's going to involve rocking chairs for moms and baby books. And before we could get into the meat and potatoes of it, she wanted to start small and just do something to continue to help if she wasn't going to be in the kindergarten classroom. She passed suddenly of a brain aneurysm, and in talking to our priest, he said, things don't happen by coincidence, Father Bob at Nativity. He's right, because in lieu of flowers at the funeral, it was suggested that we have donations to the Boys and Girls Club of Lorain County, and they do the K-3 reading program in the summer, which is exactly what the Lorain teachers would be, recommending students for. The funds that were sent to them, the outpouring of funds was tremendous. They called Ann their new angel. After talking to them time and time again, by chance, not by coincidence, it was meant to be, they let me know about the Mercy Health Resource Mothers program and that they would be a perfect nonprofit to administer the chairs and books. And I started talking to Beth Finnegan there, and she was just more than excited to be able to take that, and that it goes hand in hand with their bonding process. We really didn't even get the website www.rockandreadlorraine.com up and running until August. Quite a few family members said, let's, maybe we should wait until next year because we're still grieving, but I couldn't. And so this, this is what we did. And it's going to be a huge success. Like Lorraine, the ethnic melting pot that it is, we picked a menu including chicken paprikash, carved beef, everything that was a six-piece band. We have connections everywhere we've been, from our kids being at Lorraine Catholic to Elyria Catholic to hockey programs, Kent State University. We've already sold 240 tickets. We have corporate donations. Everything is found online. And it all came together, not by coincidence. And so it's going to be a huge success. There are silent auction items that range from Ohio State packages with tickets to Pittsburgh Penguins suite with four tickets and a weekend in Pittsburgh, to a Browns package, which I'm sure everyone would be excited to bid on. But it's going to be a celebration where everyone can get together, enjoy, laugh, tell stories, and feel good about, again. You don't just talk about helping Lorraine. You really have to do something.
Tom, what do you hope people take away? I know it's a party and it's an opportunity for everybody to get together and kind of celebrate in that way and raise funds for that. But what do you hope people take when they come to Party with a Purpose?
I hope that they take away that, individually, you can say that you want to do things to help your community. But you know what? It only takes one person to get everyone together, to rally around them. And you can have fun and help at the same time. And they're going to see the results of this, because that rocking chair with Ann's name on it is going to be there. And those books are going to be there. And the Boys and Girls Club is going to be there. And the Resource Mothers are going to be there. And there are going to be teachers and administrators and everyone's going to celebrate. It's going to be a fantastic time, and they'll take away from it that, I need to get more involved, and I can have fun and help. And, in the end, you're helping the kids that are future kindergartners. And that's important to the teachers. I always felt that it's too late when the kids are in trouble in their teens. They've got to be loved. Ann always said this. You can tell the teachers work hard, all over the city. But you have to have, the parents, the family unit. It's different nowadays, and the kids can't help it. This is just a vehicle to help them before they get to kindergarten or preschool.
Sure.
And I believe that's why Ann wanted to do it.
Almost like that saying, "It takes a village to raise a baby." Correct.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that when we organize something, I just know that everyone will have a great time. They'll become involved. They'll tell someone else, and this will grow. So this is just year number one, and it's going to be beautiful.
Well, Tom, it certainly says something when for the first year of the event, you've already sold 240 tickets and you're still 4 days out. So clearly a lot of people have gotten behind this. I think you picked out a wonderful spot too, German's Villa in Vermilion. That's a wonderful place. Matt and I have done a remote from there before, so you picked out a great spot as well. But I would imagine, boy, there's just a wide range of emotions heading into this also. Obviously, there's some excitement, knowing that this is going for such an incredible cause. But I think this is kind kind of something that, boy, you think you might not really have a chance to totally appreciate just how great this is until it's over?
I do believe that. I mean, there are children that are still in shock, teachers, friends, and of course the family. But it needed to be done. And I think it's part of the healing process. And on November 5th, we can get up and feel good. Everyone will, whether I know them like a family member or just an acquaintance that night, they're going to get up the next day and feel good about what they did. And that's what's needed in this community. And it will grow. This is just a start, and it will grow. And all 40 of those chairs are already paid for. Everything is going to be delivered to Mercy Health before Thanksgiving. And we'd like to continue to make this something that Lorain can be proud of and the Lorain City Schools.
No question about that. Well, Tom, for our listeners out there wondering right now how they can get involved, not only on Saturday, but also to learn more about Rock and Read Lorain, how can they get involved, see information on tickets for Saturday's event, and again, just to see how they can get involved with Rock and Read Lorain in general?
Best way to do that is you go to the website, www.rockandreadlorain.com. You can do anything from donate to purchase your tickets right there online. All the funds go to the Boys and Girls Club, directly into their account. Tickets then go to your email address that you link it to, and you print your tickets out and bring them in. It's from 6 to 11. Like I say, there's a six-piece band. There are two entrees. There's keg beer. There's a full bar. And a full menu, buffet menu. It's fantastic. And everything can be found on that website. It's quite easy. If you can't make it, you can donate whatever you want right on there with a credit card.
Very cool stuff. Well, Tom, we certainly appreciate you spending some time to talk to us about this event coming up this Saturday, November 4th, Party with a Purpose. Tom, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a lot of fun to have you on.
Thanks a lot, and I appreciate the opportunity. Have a good day.